Hey everybody, welcome into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is the practice report. It is brought to you by Byers Auto. Ohio State's playing Penn State. They have the logo correct. They actually properly identified their opponent this week, and that's easier said than done for some people heading into Saturday night in the Horseshoe. That's Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, and Zach Carpenter. I'm Austin Ward. Somebody probably needs to tell James Franklin that the Illinois game is over, Zach.
Yeah, I was really going to bank on me being the one to say the joke and maybe the funny guy gets kicked off the right start here. But I thought it was a mistake by the reporter saying Illinois. They said, we're getting ready for Illinois. And then when you see it multiple times, it's like, all right, maybe
you're
somebody needs to
Franklin
tell him.
Saying
yeah, about yeah. James Franklin yeah. saying Illinois.
He also said it's going to be tough to play in the big house on Saturday.
He is very confused, and that's going to be a problem enough for Penn State. It's weird that Penn State's press conference sort of trumped a lot of what was happening inside that room over there as Ohio State gets ready for Penn State on Saturday night at 7:30. Scarlett out in the Horseshoe. But, he inadvertently also gave Ohio State some bulletin board material. Whether it was an accident or not, those statements will be up in this room over here, the locker room, shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. And number two, I mean, is he mistaking Ryan Day for Brett Bielema? I mean, where does it stop? You know what I mean?
You can see the similarities.
Exactly. Tim. You can see a lot of the similarities there, but y'all digressed for me. the bottom line is, I mean, this appears to be maybe a football team in Penn State that's distracted. Definitely a head coach that's distracted. Mm-hmm. Not on the beam, let's put it that way. And it's in stark contrast to this football team. You know, people can poo-poo the competition Ohio State's played the last several weeks, but there's no doubt that this team has been on a rise. And it's really funny to see these two coming at each other, and maybe this one's kind of going like this, you know?
Yeah, I think we all wish James Franklin a lot of luck at USC next season. His game on Saturday night, Spencer, you pointed out that was a pretty focused Ryan Day. You know, we've seen these talent-equated Tuesdays. We have to be honest and assess this, that the Nittany Lions do have the second most talented roster in the league, certainly capable of coming in on Saturday night and posing a real threat to the defending Big Ten champions. But when the answers get a little bit shorter and you see the players come in and are talking about their notes and their tip sheets already on a Tuesday, Ohio State getting ready for one of those.
A lot of times on Tuesday, Ryan Day, when he gets a question that makes him chuckle, he'll actually show a little emotion. And today, it's straight-faced. We're getting ready for Penn State. I think this is as focused as I've seen him all year, even including the Oregon game when you thought they were really locked in. I think this is as focused as you could possibly be on a Tuesday. Like you said, it's still early in the week, and these guys are, like you said, talking about film and studying the opponent and who they're getting ready to go against, and they're locking in on what exactly they're supposed to do. Like, I wouldn't want to be facing this team on Saturday. They seem as focused and ready to go now as they would on Saturday afternoon, and I think that's only going to translate to good results. I'm excited to hear from them again on Wednesday, because I think it'll even be turned up more, and they'll be even more focused, because this team is on a mission.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finally writing that story about preparation, about this team being on the next level, and you can see it. I mean, you can hear it. They're oozing it, you know, and like Ryan Day is, you know, you guys are sitting over there and you watched him at the end of pre-game warm-ups last week. Oh, my goodness, I've never seen a head coach at Ohio State that animated about making sure that team was ready to go, and it certainly was.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, obviously, I cover the recruiting side, and there's been a lot of guys who he's very buttoned up in press conferences and in recruiting talks with players and their families. But every recruit that I talk to, see him on game day, like, he's this fiery, explosive guy that just completely different personality comes out. But hitting on what Spencer was just saying, yeah, when Penn State lost to Illinois, it took out a lot of the luster of that top 10 matchup, pivotal game in the Big Ten East race to go to the Big Ten Conference Championship. Took a lot of the luster out for fans and us, but I think it's very obvious, and Ryan Day said it in that press conference, players said it, there's no overlooking Penn State just because now they're ranked 20th instead of 7th or 8th. They're still very locked in. Because they know, I think Berm said this last week, every game is an elimination game for them from here on out.
Yeah, and like Austin, you know, you've said this on my podcast and other ways too. This is as like talent is probably Ohio State's going to run into this year. Maybe Michigan, we'll see down the road. But
not when you line up right. Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. I mean, and that I think that gets the juices flowing as much as anything else. I think it's remarkable that they've come to this juncture, and Every time they're playing a team right now, though, it seems a little wounded. I'm talking about Ohio State, you know, with Indiana missing those two corners last week. And with Sean Clifford, you know, obviously I can think he's questionable this week for Penn State, but he's not going to be 100%, mm-hmm. even if he plays. And we all saw their backup situation.
Right.
I don't know. Things just seem to be falling into place for this Ohio State team.
I think it's directly related to the series history. I mean, Ohio State has been double-digit favorites against Penn State, even yeah. very good Penn State teams,
yeah.
and got in dogfights. And I think, you know, one of the first lasting memories of Ryan Day's competitiveness spilling out was the celebration after the huge comeback for JT Barrett and that, you know, thrilling game in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Like, Ohio State is well aware of what's happened over the last decade, where competitively, not in terms of historic tradition, rival, you know, any of that stuff, the competitive aspect is much closer between Ohio State and Penn State than it is with Michigan.
Yeah.
That's just been the reality of the series. So to think that this building would coast through a Penn State week of preparation, you know, that was probably never going to happen. The number one ranked offense in the country doesn't have any problems. But there is a little bit of an interesting dynamic playing out at running back now. You know, Travion Henderson has had some shortened work days in a few of these games. Mayan Williams was out for a long stretch. He was back last week. But then when he came in, Master Teague was out, and now Marcus Crowley is out for the season. So Evan Pryor is starting to get some carries, but now he's going to be more into this picture. It's been a weird stretch for Ohio State at running back because they have maybe a higher ceiling, top five, top 10 ceiling of anybody in the country at running back. But on a week-to-week basis, you just don't know who it's going to be, Spencer.
I'm gonna get back
here. No, he's never gonna live that down.
It's like a revolving door of backup running backs.
Yeah.
Almost because, you know, at the top you've got one of the two best running backs in the country. One of the two.
Look
best.
At him. Travion Henderson's stock just continues rising on this show.
That's one the weekly check. Beats Spencer's running back power rating.
Went from top 10 to top 5, and now it's top 2. All right.
But he's been the steady in this room, and then every week it's either Master T or it's Marcus Crowley 1 week, or it's, you know, Mayan Williams here a couple different weeks throughout the season. You know, Evan Pryor, I believe, is going to start to get a little bit more run. He looks really impressive to me, even against, you know, whatever that was Indiana was putting on the field and called a defense.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Pryor looks like he's starting to come along and make some plays, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a couple carries. But it's just like a never-ending cycle of backups. But, you know, it's a weird thing because a lot of people are seeing, like, a little bit of depth issues develop. But as long as there are three guys on this roster, it's three of the best running backs in the Big Ten on the single roster. So it's mm-hmm. not like there's like a shortage of talent. It's just are all five going to be healthy at any point this year?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But at the same time, it's still the most talented running back room in the league.
And what I love is that they're all four different skill sets. Travion is obviously the all around complete back. Master Teague, probably strength is the goal line, bigger back. Mayan Williams, that bowling ball, the balance and all that. And then Evan Pryor's that home run threat if they wind up getting him in there. So they all kind of bring something different to the table to make it a well-rounded room, in my opinion.
Yeah. But, I've been around this thing for a long time, and I look at this, the running back room, almost like I look at the wide receiver room. They've got guys that are capable of doing things. You know, I think Ford, they think Evan Pryor is really coming on. I think his confidence is really showing. He's getting, he's the more he plays, he's getting a little bit of a feel for things. And, you know, Mayan Williams, you know, he carried the load on that first touchdown drive the other night after Travion went out. And I just think that is such a luxury for this team. When you talk about the depth of this team on the offensive line and in the tight end room and the wide receiver room, you also look at the running back room. But then you throw one of the top two running backs in the country out there, Travion Henderson, and he just takes it to another level. And, you know, I think Ryan Day and him are playing it the right way. I mean, why wear Travion Henderson out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Even giving him 25 carries anyway.
Even if you're up two touchdowns, like, why give him that carry on third and one when Mayan Williams can get the yards on third and one?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because number one, he deserves it. You know, he deserves to get to showcase himself. But you're right. I mean,
when it comes down to Michigan State, Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, whoever you're going to see later on down the road, on that third down, that's when you give him the ball. Right now, you know, there's no reason getting him all battered and beaten because he's such a priceless commodity at running back. He's, you know, generational already as a freshman. And so the workload hasn't been there. But at the same time, why would it be there? They've been just destroying right. teams. And if you get a guy hurt when you're already up 21 points, you're going to scratch your head and say, why was he in the game?
I think you're both right, but he's also only played 7 games.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he didn't play at all last year. So we know what he's capable of, but I think it's remarkable the improvement we saw from some of the, you know, glimpses in training camp. Like, I keep talking about him just because he didn't look like someone who at this point we'd be talking about as a someone in the Heisman Trophy race who doesn't even have 100 touches yet and somehow has 14 touchdowns. I mean, it's crazy to just put all this together. So that part, I think, is Ohio State wants to balance keeping him healthy with the fact that he's still learning at a rapid rate. There's a lot that he hasn't done yet.
Yeah, and back then, though, we weren't, you know, we had no idea how much they were going to use him early. You know, was he going to have to pay his dues, so to speak? You know, was Master Teague going to finally step up and take it, you know, but what we did see that back then, and I mentioned it as many times as I could, we saw that wiggle, man.
Right.
He is, and as Jeremy Ruckert pointed out in the press conference today, this guy is different. He's special. And he wasn't putting anybody else down, but those guys get to see it every day. And I think this was inevitable, what we're seeing now. But, you know, like Spence says, why wear him out, you know?
And the point you just hit on is Travion hadn't played, didn't play his senior year. He hadn't played full contact football in like a year and a half or whatever it was. And that's why when he came into the spring, he was saying, I can't wait to get hit. Just kind of wake me up and get back used to it. And I thought that he was going to wind up taking over the starting job around this time, around week 6 or 7, once he got momentum and once he got more familiar with the playbook and everything that comes with playing the position at this high of a level. I did not see Heisman Trophy favorite at this stage of his career. I thought maybe potentially next year, but I think that kind of shows just how special he is. He doesn't even have 100 touches yet. He's 4 touchdowns away from breaking Maurice Claret's freshman touchdown record.
He's 5 away from breaking it, 4 away
five
from
away
the
from breaking it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
He's at 95 touches. He might break it in the next 5 touches. Who knows?
Dude, math is very important to the show.
Yeah, clearly.
I don't want to get too deep into that, but I mean, CJ Stroud is the Heisman Trophy candidate from this football team right now. Unless they just turn to Travion Henderson the last 5 games and say, go get it. I mean, you know, I think that's, I'm not sure that's,
Travion's in like the top 15.
Yeah,
Heisman
top 15.
Odds.
Yeah.
So I mean, you still count him as. And
but I mean,
still 6 games left.
Every time I look at Chris Olave make a big play, or Garrett Wilson make a big play, or Travion catching that screen pass, and go, well, you know, all those stats pile onto CJ Stroud's resume and stuff. And no, I see Travion next year being out of the gate, maybe the guy. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see what happens with CJ Stroud here. He may be the defending Heisman winner the way this is going, because I'm telling you, it's setting up for him to have that kind of showcase for himself if the stats keep coming.
That's a great mini Heisman straw poll right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked last week.
It's better than any of the straw polls that I saw in the last 2 days.
Exactly.
My goodness.
That's crazy.
But that's the, I guess, the beauty of what this offense is doing right now is if Ryan Day walked through that door and told the entire team, hey, Trey's going to be our Heisman candidate the rest of the season, they could do it, and Travion Henderson would probably win the Heisman Trophy. If he says, you know, hey, we want...
That'd be really weird if he did that, Spencer.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is they could pick a guy
and
ride him and have him win the Heisman Trophy and probably still make the college football playoff. This offense is that kind of good.
That's what we talked about. If they want to line up and run the ball at Penn State like Illinois did with great success...
Right.
This offense is capable of doing that, but we know Ryan Day wants the whole kit and caboodle.
And that's why maybe there's not a Heisman Trophy winner in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center from Ryan Day's tenure so far, because Justin Fields could have won it if he wanted to, but they rode the running game of J.K. Dobbins in 2019. You know, this year, you're going to have that balance of one of the two best running backs in the country, and C.J. Stroud, who is just putting the ball in immaculate places right now.
Yeah.
And so you've got that great balance, and it's impossible.
And that's been one of the arguments against Ohio State's offense, is because it's so balanced and so dangerous at every position, that how do you put a Heisman Trophy candidacy on one particular player? But
because the quarterback has to make it all happen, and C.J. Stroud has done that. We'll see if he can do it again on Saturday night, prime time showcase. Penn State is the opponent for Ohio State. Just make sure that you know that. Some people don't seem to be aware, but that's okay. We've got it covered for you all week at Letterman Row. We were encouraged to remind you by Jerry Emig, wear your scarlet, to the Horseshoe on Saturday night. It is a Scarlet Out, so make sure that you get it. Some few tickets left, 102,000 already snapped up, but if you're just going by yourself, you may be able to still get one. Those are the updates that we had to make sure to get you on the practice report, brought to you by Byers Auto. That's Spencer Holbrook, Tim May, and Zach Carpenter. I am Austin Ward. Stay with us for full coverage all week of Ohio State and Penn State.